Margaret Davey is with the Peace River Salvation Army and Food Bank. She joins us on the line this morning. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us. I ask quite simply right now, how are things at the Salvation Army and Food Bank?
Crazy busy.
How crazy busy is it?
Well, I have to book a time to take lunch.
That is crazy busy, that is for sure. Am I true in saying this statement is correct and saying that clientele is monstrously up right now?
That is very true. We have a lot more clientele this year than we had previous years.
We at the radio station have Stuff a Bus coming up on Friday that everybody has stepped up to the plate to help out with the Salvation Army and Food Bank. How much is that going to help, and how much do you look forward to having the donations being made?
Well, it's very much needed. The toys are very needed because there's more children than ever that need it, and I would hate to see any child go without a toy this Christmas. Food is always necessary, but right now I'm thinking the focus should be on the kids.
Ah, okay, sure. But as far as food is concerned, not meaning to take away from the kids, but kids and food are certainly going hand in hand. What is needed at this year's drive?
Well, for food-wise, it would be great to see stuff coming in that could go towards families that have kids going to school. You know, like lunches are a big thing. So canned meats, snacks, juices, anything that a parent can make, I guess, to make a snack for the child to take for their lunches. And anything that you can put in a lunch. I personally have been researching and finding recipes and stuff that you can make with one or two items that we get at the food bank. So if they can, believe it or not, stovetop stuffing, you can make it in many different ways with lots of different things to make a meal or even the pastas. So all that stuff is needed because you can make a good meal with any of that, and it's needed. There's like, I would say our clientele has gone up at least 30%.
Wow, that's a pretty significant number, especially in the economy the way it is right now. Margaret, for the second consecutive year, the provincial government has provided grant money to food banks around the province, and I'm guessing Peace River is going to be partaking in some of that grant money. How much in your mind is that grant money needed?
Very much needed when you think of how the prices have gone up. Just to buy a hamper, just to get a Christmas hamper this year is like over $100 per family.
Financial contributions are helpful part of this
campaign. Yeah, that would
campaign.
Be wonderful too. And another thing, if I could say it, we could get it out there. We were looking for companies if they want to donate financially. We are looking for support for our hampers. Financial help for our hampers would allow us to serve more families.
Oh, how I love the challenges to owe to businesses, that's for sure. We can certainly challenge the businesses to make contributions to the food bank. The Christmas time, I know everything is going to get busy in the next little while. They're monstrously busy right now for you, Margaret. Are you looking forward to the Christmas season?
I always love Christmas. I always will, and I love the fact that we can help people. That's why I'm here. I'm here to serve the people.
Margaret, also taking ideas right now is the volunteers and the donations, not only for Toys for Tots, but also for the kettle campaign, if I'm not mistaken, for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, Santa really needs lots of people to fill up our kettles. Our kettles are our main fundraiser for the year, mm-hmm. And we really, really need to. We have a big list of open kettle positions that need to be filled so that we can raise money to keep going for another year.
Margaret Davey is with the Peace River Salvation Army and Food Bank. Margaret, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.